Hello, Internet, and welcome to another installment of the kinda, sorta, maybe it's a podcast on showbizmonkeys.com. A couple weeks ago, I got the chance to speak with Jeffrey Ross. You probably know him from all the Comedy Central roasts. He's been involved in them for many years. Before that, the Friars Club roasts, which we spoke about in this interview coming up. He's been touring around the United States for the last while on his Jeff Ross Roasts America tour. He's bringing that up to Canada starting February 10th in Winnipeg and then hitting Toronto, Ottawa, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver on February 18th. We spoke about his career thus far, his experiences on the road, his time working on the Comedy Central roast and the Friars Club roast before that, as well as his upcoming movie, The Comedian, which he co-wrote and is being directed by Sean Penn and starring Robert De Niro. So, yeah, definitely go check him out if he is coming to your city. He's very, very funny, and he will roast the crap out of you and your town. And enjoy this interview.
Hey, this is Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster. Welcome to showbizmonkeys.com, you gorilla. Around this town, I'm all right. Around this town, I'm all right. I mean, no consequence when you playing with the fire. Move to the left, man. No fuss. Were you always a big fan of comedy growing up?
I was, but I don't think I really knew what it was. I thought comedians and rock stars were the same thing. I had no idea that I was watching a comedian when I watched Eddie Murphy or Steve Martin.
So were you drawn to the stage, whether it be rock and roll or comedy or any that kind of thing?
Oh my God, I always thought I would be a rocker, but I was always terrible at guitar, which I will indeed prove on this tour since I am bringing my guitar from high school on the road with me.
Oh, really? What do you plan on doing with the guitar on stage?
I play my own rim shots on guitar. It's more of a companion. I just couldn't bear to have the guitar stay in the house while I'm on this great tour, so I figured that's no life for a guitar.
I would agree with that.
And it makes me feel good to have a friend on stage with me.
So what was it that first got you on stage to do comedy?
My college buddy, Mark, he had taken a class, an intro to stand-up comedy. And I was just this lonely, chubby loser living in New Jersey with my grandfather, and I had no social life at all. Uh-huh. And he said, hey, man, maybe we can go meet girls and take this class. And I didn't find any women, but I did meet my destiny.
Well, I'm sure that eventually worked out in your favor, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a really fun class. And I was telling long stories about the catering business. I didn't even understand what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, at what point in that process did you realize that you had that rare gift of being able to make fun of others without them hating you in the process?
Oh, that I knew when I was about 13. but I didn't think I could make a living out of it. I thought it was just something I needed to go to karate school to protect myself against. Because, you know, when you talk smack about people, sometimes you make enemies.
Yeah, I'm guessing when you were younger, there were more enemies?
No, you know, I've always been careful about when I make fun of people, to make fun of people that I'm friends with or that I'm a fan of. Mm-hmm. You want this to come from a place of affection and not anger. You never want to bully people. You always want them to be roasted as volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. So along that process, how did the Comedy Central roast first come about? Did you get asked because you had that reputation for being that kind of comic?
I believe so. You know, it was in those early incarnation of the roast, I was I helped put it together. I talked Comedy Central, The Friars Club, and Drew Carey into getting together because I knew that the roast could be really fun if they were on TV and not just a private event for charity. I wanted it to be a big, major comedy all-star extravaganza, and that's what it's become.
So you were involved back when they were being dubbed as The Friars Club roast?
Oh, yeah. I was a producer on those early shows.
You've kind of been at this for a very long time.
I love it, man. This is my life. This is my life.
Are there any moments from the roast that have kind of stood out as favorites for you over the years?
Any moments, man. Well, I loved roasting Hugh Hefner in 2001. I loved roasting Charlie Sheen recently. I always love roasting whoever's next because the preparation is probably the most fun.
Do you tend to look at a lot of their work to prepare, or do you just
Like what is the preparation?
I hang up pictures of them all over my house and draw Hitler mustaches on their faces. And then I watch their work, or I listen to their music, or I ask people about them. And now, because of my reputation as the Roastmaster, people just give me jokes. If I get in a cab, the cab driver will give me 3 jokes. They're usually terrible, but you never know what I can twist it into.
There might be one or two in there.
You never know.
When you're doing the roast, some of the people that are getting roasted, do they tend to tell you certain things are off limits, or do you kind of go in there blind?
People might have sensitive areas sometimes, but nobody ever tells me what to say. You know, I've earned the license to kill and to and to say whatever I want. That's why I've asked the venues on my tour to hire extra security.
Just in case the people in the crowd don't necessarily feel you've earned it yet or something.
Well, that's just it. I'm going to be speed roasting volunteers from the crowd. So if you want to be roasted, or you've always wanted to see a live roast, this is your chance.
With that, have you ever had any really awful situations where the people you're roasting in the crowd are clearly not happy?
No, because I only do volunteers. I make them come on stage.
Okay.
And I don't pick people. They pick themselves to get up there. So it's all very interactive and voluntary. The last thing you want to do is hurt somebody's feelings.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Now, besides people in the crowd, is Canada itself going to be much of a target when you're crossing the country next month?
I think it is. I'm going to go up a couple days early and do some research. And although I've been there many times, I have found Canadian audiences to be very thick-skinned and very sophisticated. And I also feel like this will be a chance to roast each individual city. I'll make jokes about each city as I get there, and then I'll roast the people who live there. So it's going to be a very tailored experience to the environment.
I'm personally here in Winnipeg, and I think even the people that live here pretty much spend all our time roasting ourselves. So should be pretty easy.
I do find that Canadians have a great sense of humor. It's kind of like being from New Jersey, which is where I'm from. You get that outsider's perspective. You know, Canadians are looking at American television and movies and sports a lot, and the same way we did in New Jersey, looking into New York. Not sure why, but I just feel like that helps build a comedian and it helps build a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's probably a good part of why there seems to be a lot of comics that come out of Canada.
Yeah, it seems to me like comics and sketch groups are Canada's greatest export.
You've been the Roastmaster General at the Friars Club for how many years now?
Well, it's not an official title, but I've been a member since the mid-90s. And it's just sort of a nickname that somebody gave me. I'm not sure who. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, but he says it wasn't.
That's a pretty big honor just to be even involved in the Friars Club. How has the experience been over the years?
It's just been my, you know, when you're a comedian and you're on the road, it can be very lonely. So it's nice to have a place to go back to where everybody knows your name and where there's other miserable comedians just like you sitting around eating chicken salad. So there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of love in that building.
Now, besides the roasts and stuff that goes on there, is it just generally just a bunch of comedians hanging out together?
No, there's singers and Broadway stars and sports figures and politicians. And it's a very eclectic bunch of people. There's even a steam room if you want to see old naked men.
Oh, old naked politicians in a steam room. That sounds
delightful. That's where they should hold the next Republican primary here in the States.
Now, do you follow that kind of stuff closely, all the political stuff? I know some comedians are more into the political side than others.
Well, I consider it our number one reality show here, America's Next Top Presidential Contender. And every week somebody seems to get eliminated, so they keep it exciting.
It seems like it's been getting kind of crazy the last month especially.
I really hope, let's see, who would be the worst person to get elected from that crew? I really hope Rick Santorum gets elected so I'll finally have an excuse to move to Canada.
Do you generally like being on the road doing comedy?
I do. I love it because you get to see places that you never would see. And, you know, you get a backstage pass to the world when you're a comedian. People open up to you. They open their doors. They open their bars. They open their legs. And they open their minds, hopefully.
I'm sure you've ended up at in a few places where you never thought you'd ever find yourself. Have any places stood out as kind of shocking places that you've ended up?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, you just never know. You know, every day is a new adventure. I check my messages with excitement. You know, I've done shows in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I've done shows in Iraq and Afghanistan and Djibouti, Africa. And that's why I'm so looking forward to Winnipeg.
Yeah, they're about the same.
Yeah, they're about the
Iraq,
same.
Iraq, Winnipeg.
What's more dangerous?
Some would say Winnipeg is more dangerous.
Yeah, it's just a fun word to say. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've done Montreal so much that I wanted to see the rest of the country.
Had you not been to anywhere besides, like, Montreal, Toronto area?
I stopped in Toronto for a show a few years ago, and that was really fun. And I've spent some time in Vancouver, mostly for bachelor parties. And to buy sweaters made by, I don't know what you call them there. We call them Native Americans. You probably call them Native American Canadians. So I'm excited. I have not seen the... Although, you know, I just remembered something that I totally forgot. Somewhere in my very, very beginning days, I took a train from New York City with Dave Attell up to Ottawa, and I did a TV show, a local cable access show in Ottawa.
Okay.
And then I slept in the train station for a few hours and took the train back to New York because we didn't have money for hotel rooms. But my first time on television ever in front of a camera was in Ottawa, was in Canada.
Now, what brought you there? Like, why?
Oh, the chance to get some experience and probably see someplace new, you know? I mean, I've always been interested in new places. And when you get an offer to do something different, I take it.
I think that's a good way to live.
Yeah.
You mentioned how you've managed to go to Afghanistan and Iraq. You've done a lot of work with the U.S. troops. How's that experience been?
It's always exciting and it's always gratifying. And now that I'm on tour in America, I find that a lot of vets, sometimes still active duty soldiers, they show up at my shows. And you know, when you go to a war zone to tell jokes, you make a lifelong connection. And selfishly, if you can get your punchline to penetrate a helmet or a bulletproof vest and make a soldier laugh while he's holding a gun, you know that you've really earned your place in a world of free speech.
Yeah, and if you can, you know, if you can make people laugh in that kind of situation, then, you know, doing a theater somewhere in the middle of, you know, the Midwest.
If I can get laughs in Kabul, imagine how funny I'm going to be in Edmonton.
Exactly. Your latest film project must have you excited. Can you talk about The Comedian?
It's still pretty top secret, but Robert De Niro is going to be hilarious. That I can say.
Without giving anything away about the plot necessarily or what's going on, how did the process come about of writing that and getting it into the right hands?
Art Linson found me and asked me to help, and it's been the most exciting thing imaginable. Just the idea to work with people like Linson and De Niro is just, you know, I have to pinch myself.
Is it going to be a comedy or is it going to be just kind of a darker look?
I would say it's a dark comedy, but because Sean Penn is directing, it's all very top secret and I don't want to get punched in the face.
That's fair. none of us want to get punched in the face by Sean.
No, of course not.
I guess finally, just can you let people know what they should expect when they come to see a Jeff Ross show?
Wow. This is a chance to see a live roast if you've never seen one. This is a chance to get roasted if you've always wanted to be made fun of in a public forum. And it's a chance for me to do all the jokes that are too raw, too soon, if you will, for newspapers and television. So this is a real exciting time in my stand-up, and I hope people come out and laugh, and they'll probably get laid because there's a lot of sex jokes too.
showbizmonkeys.com